Welcome to the Gusto TV cooking stage. I am Tamula McNabb. I'm over to the far left of the stage in the little booth, and I've been interviewing various attendees, exhibitors of the show. And with me, I have the lovely, she's hiding her name tag, from Salt Spring Sea Salt, all the way from the island, Carolyn. You're one of the founders and owners of the company. Welcome to the show. Tell us a bit about Salt Spring Island, which I love. Sea Salt, how you got into the business, and what your plans are for the future growth of your company.
Wonderful. Hi, Tammy. It's so great to be here, and it's a wonderful show. We've been overwhelmed with like the support and the excitement, and we're from Salt Spring Island. Actually, we just recently moved a little over a year ago from France, where my French husband and I hit the ground running with my husband.
He came by, and I absolutely love the accent. Now you met him and you were doing work with him over there, or?
Yes, we actually met in Los Angeles, and from Los Angeles we then moved back to France and had a baby over there, and who's now 7 years old, and then we decided to have another adventure and come back to Canada, so we ended up on Salt Spring Island, which is lovely. We moved with all our belongings and the dog and the kid and 10 packets of salt.
How did you go from France to Salt Spring? Usually it's sort of like a little hidden secret. How did you end up there?
Oh, it was a wonderful experience. We love doing home exchanges. And we had been doing them prior in a number of different locations. And we exchanged our home with someone from Victoria for a month. So we exchanged cars and homes. And they even fed my dog while I was away. and we got to sort of discover the whole area. And we fell in love with Salt Spring.
So salt was there, and you claimed it as your business, or how did you get into the salt business?
Well, my husband comes from the south of France, near the Camargue. The Camargue is where the French cowboys live, and where the Camargue Fleur de Sel comes from, which is the finishing salt, that fine finishing salt. So when the French family, you know, they've been using and making salt and having sort of their culinary adventures since day one, and he learned from his grandmother and all that. And we got here with all our belongings, as well as 10 packets of Fleur de Sel from the Camargue. And we were on Salt Spring Island, and we went through them all, and we kind of looked at each other, and we said, why is there no salt on Salt Spring? So, lo and behold, Salt Spring Sea Salt Limited was born. So, we do it the old-fashioned way. We get the seawater, we evaporate, and then he's sort of a French chef, and he comes up with the various recipes, and so...
We'll talk more about the process. I mean, we take for granted salt, I think, on a daily basis. What is the process of making salt? What are the different salts? And then we'll talk about the health side of salt.
So basically, the way we do it is we harvest the water, and then it's a slow boil. And the first layer of the salt that's formed is called the fleur de sel. And so we harvest that first, and it's actually has less sodium than the rest of the salt that follows. And it's lovely. It has it has no bitter taste to it. It's beautiful, flaky white. I brought a sample here, but it's stunning. And then after that, there's a whole process that goes through dehydration and the ingredients that we use. We also have to dehydrate and then mix in with the salt and then dehydrate again. So it's a whole procedure, but it's all done by hand, and we love it. And the seawater itself is specially filtered of impurities. So
that was going to be a big question. I think that we are concerned about our oceans and our environment. And so your salt goes through, explain that process.
Well, we don't just take a bucket and go out there and kind of like, you know, in the midst of the marina, you know, like and pick up the water. What we do is we actually go to Island Sea Farms, and there we harvest the water, and they have a special filtration system, which they use a 20 micron filtration system. So it gets rid of most of the impurities. And so it's, you can tell by the color, you can tell by the flake. And it's, there it is, look at that. It's beautiful.
So this packet weighs how much?
It's a 45 grams.
And how much water goes into bringing it down to this? Do you know? Like, are we talking a couple of gallons, several? I mean, how much water do you know what you go through per year?
It is quite a bit, because it's actually what you tend to do is you tend to boil off, and then it goes through varying processes. So basically, you start off with like one big amount of water, and then it filters down to half the size, right? You boil off half the amount, and then it goes into another basin, and then you continue, and then you keep reducing it and reducing it. So, and then you continue to add the water. So it's hard for me to say exactly how much it is, but it's a lot.
I love salt in my cooking, and I think it's obviously necessary. You have blackberry ginger, balsamic garlic, rosemary garlic, lemon zest. How do you get these flavors? Let's start with the blackberry ginger into your fleur de sel.
Well, Salt Spring's known for its blackberries, so they're all hand-picked. And then we end up creating an infusion. So you have to cook the blackberries, and you get this absolutely beautiful, I know, isn't the stunning color? I know. And so then you create sort of an infusion for the salt. You mix the salt with this infusion, and then you have to go through a whole dehydration process. So it's, exactly. So it's a lot. It's a labor of love.
If it's family-owned and family-run and it's your passion, do you see yourself getting any bigger to mass market yourself, or do you plan on staying small? What are your plans for the future of your company?
Well, we are artisanal, and which we love, and it's all about quality, and it's about organic ingredients, and it's about healthy living, and that we have on Salt Spring. So we don't, I mean, our initial goal was not to go mass market worldwide. I think it was to reflect and to be passionate about what we're doing, which we are, and to, you know, kind of represent Salt Spring in its best light, which is all about good living, fine food, community.
We were talking about how salt gets a bit of a bad rap when it comes to health and fitness and wellness. I'm just going to stop for a minute. One of the problems with salt is it gets a bad rap from a health perspective. I know you're not a doctor, but just speak briefly about how salt isn't as bad for you and maybe some of the health benefits of it.
Well, I think at the end of the day, I'm not a doctor. I used to be the manager of clinical affairs for a medical device company in Switzerland. However, I'm not a medical person. Essentially what it is there are a number of studies that are coming out now that essentially reflect that salt is, and we know this, that it is an essential nutrient. We cannot survive without it. I think the biggest problem happens is when we buy processed foods that are laden with sodium that we ourselves are not prepared. If we prepare good food with good produce and we then add our own salt, there's no issue.
Thank you so much for being on healthradio.fm and being by the Gusto TV stage. Carolyn of Salt Spring Sea Salt, welcome to the show. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tammy. This is great.